Call the meeting order, the 43rd meeting of House CNRA, Monday, the 9th of March. Time is 1:34 PM. I note for the record, there is a quorum. Representative Gonzalez, Representative Sherry Davis, Representative Betty Davis, Representative Gail Phillips, and myself, Representative Mackey. Today on the schedule, we will hear House Bill 379 relating to motor vehicle registration, and also House Bill 500 making appropriation for design, construction, and installation of a statue commemorating Aleut's intern by U.S. government during World War II. We will start with House Bill 379, Representative Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're not on teleconference, are we?
No.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I introduced House Bill 379, which is entitled An Act Relating to Motor Vehicle Registration and Providing for an Effective Date. The purpose of this bill is to help municipalities recover the cost of transporting motor vehicles that are at the end of their useful life, in other words, junk vehicles that are all over this state. And as each of you know, in your areas, we've got junk vehicles everywhere. Specifically, the bill works in this manner. Every year, the registration, upon registration or renewal of registration, a $2 per vehicle fee would be imposed on the owner of the car. It is the intent of this bill that the additional motor vehicle registration fees collected as a result of this act would be placed in a specified account of the general fund. The legislature would then appropriate these funds to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for the sole purpose of providing grants to municipalities to reimburse them for the cost of removing the cars. And since the original inception of the bill, we have been talking quite a bit with DEC for them to take over this program rather than Community and Regional Affairs and tie it in some spring cleanup act bills and cleanup programs that they have. The bill is straightforward, exempts no motor vehicles, including state, borough, or local governments. And if enacted, it would become effective on January 1st, 1993, which would give the agency's time to get the word out and change the registration form, the computerized registration form. Because Alaska already has so many junk vehicles, I've been considering various means of getting rid of them. One possibility I'm looking into is the possibility of backhauling from remote areas on a river barge system, which are served by barge throughout the summer months. House Bill 379 was a pre-filed bill, which was introduced on the first day of session. However, since the original draft, it has been amended. It was originally drafted at a $50 fee, and we found that, especially with rental cars, that fee would not work. So we've changed it to the $2 fee. I'm pleased to find there's a great deal of support for this bill among not only my colleagues, but especially the municipalities. And just some basic facts, currently there are 445,000 registered motor vehicles in Alaska. The first year of this bill, it would produce about almost $1 million worth of revenue for cleaning up and removing these junk vehicles. A small portion of the cost would go to overhead to whichever department would be handling it. And just for general information, in the last 4 years in Anchorage alone, street maintenance department tells us they have picked up over 10,000 abandoned vehicles. I don't know about how your areas are, but I'll tell you, on the Kenai Peninsula, it is a major, major problem. And when we call into the state troopers or whoever for a removal of these vehicles, they just tell us there's no money and they can't do it. And so this is one way that we looked at funding removing junk vehicles and tying it into a recycling center and cleaning up that problem. And that's my opening statement.
Representative Gonzalez.
Yeah, I just wanted, Representative Phillips, have you looked into see if there's any value at all to the metal or some of these are old cars and there's metal involved in that?
There is a great deal, and that's why we wanted to do it in this manner, by getting reimbursing municipalities for taking the cars to the recycling centers. When you take a car to a dump or a land disposal site, the tires have to be removed, the batteries, and all fuel capacity. So right now it's costing anywhere between $70 and $100 average to get a car ready to be disposed of. Well, that's a terrific cost on the municipalities. Once those things are disposed, then they can compact the vehicles and there is value on that scrap metal.
If there's value, who does it go back to?
It could go back to the municipalities if they want to set it up. Most of it is handled by private recyclers. In fact, the private recyclers have asked that several of the large ones in Anchorage asked that we submit this the refund directly to them. I don't feel comfortable about that, and I think it does need to go through the municipality.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Representative Phillips, I always have my staff look through all these, any bills that come to the committee, and some of the questions I have are as follows. First of all, the DCRA position paper indicates that the administration prefers this program be established in the Department of Environmental Conservation. Have you looked at that issue?
Yes, we have, and we've met with DEC quite a few times. Oh, you are.
I'm Heather Stockard. I'm chief of the Waste Management Program.
Okay.
Would you like to join us? Sandra, would you like to join us too? We can have a conversation about this.
We've been meeting with Janet, and I didn't see her. I'm sorry.
maybe you could state your name again so the mic can pick it up for the record.
I'm Heather Stockard. I'm the chief of the Salt and Hazardous Waste Management Program for DEC.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for being here today.
And one of the things that we did, we looked at either being in either department, and I don't care what department it is in, as long as somebody is willing to take it and go with it. DEC does have a good spring cleanup program, and they have statewide, where you bring in all your old batteries and things like that to the waste disposal sites. And they assist citizens in disposing of these things. So maybe you want to just give us some comments on DEC's position as far as taking this.
DEC certainly supports the bill as being a means of getting recyclable material out of the rural areas into a recycling center. My section does have another similar program for solid waste planning grants. It's the only other grant activity in the section. However, like you say, it does perhaps tie in well with the spring cleanup, the hazardous waste disposal cleanups, and some of the other activities of the section. Of course, as you mentioned, also the concern would be the administration of the grant, and I believe that Janice has discussed with you previously that could be probably best be handled on a contractual basis, both in terms of writing regulations and actually administering the grants. It certainly does tie in with the philosophy of the department in terms of pollution prevention and wise use of our resources, and for that reason the department does support that.
We spent quite a bit of time at our last meeting with Janice discussing putting it out to contract, and that might be a very, very valid way of proceeding with it. You want to report it all as far as moving it from CRA to DEC?
Well, we've been in these meetings with Janet Sedaire, who's the legislative liaison for DEC also. And in fact, they were the people who brought it to our attention that they had some other programs that they might be able to coordinate with. And that was fine with us. And that was the basis on which the position paper was drawn. Since then, there have been further discussions because, of course, both departments are concerned about how are we going to have bodies to administer any new program, as worthy as it may be, particularly since our discussion with Representative Phillips. We, of course, got our 18% budget reduction notification, and you can't keep doing more and more things with fewer bodies. And so that, of course, is our concern. If it comes to our department, we want to be able to do an adequate job of administering the program. I think DEC has that same concern.
Okay. My question is, just, you suggested, DCRA suggested that it be in DEC. Mm-hmm. If that's the best place for it to be, that's fine. I guess I'm a little confused. Do you still maintain that?
After DEC suggested to us and we agreed, then they were having concerns about were they going to get a person to work on this program, because they said we can't take it without another body. And so that was when they said, well, maybe we don't want it because of the problem with the body,
and
which
so
is the same problem we have.
So you can administer it as part of your other grant funds and
No, it would. Programs. We would have to have somebody to do it too, because it's going to require regulation writing. And then depending on how the regulations are structured, you're going to have to have a whole application process, and are you going to be helping set municipalities set up programs? So either way, I think you have to expect a fiscal note. Did you do a zero? I didn't see yours, because since it was in the bill, it said it was with us, so we did a fiscal note, even though we were recommending that it move. But somebody has to have some money to administer it, and Representative Phillips wants to.
I'm not so concerned about that, because the fiscal note question, just because something has a fiscal note doesn't mean it shouldn't move or anything like that.
Sure,
I mean,
no.
People are just getting way, you know, too concerned about the fiscal note type of parts of legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that really, Finance Committee needs to deal with the fiscal note issue itself. What my concern wasn't so much if you have to have a new body or paper it or whatever. My concern is it best suited in DCRA or in DEC.
Well, our opinion had been that it should go to DEC if they could coordinate it with their existing programs. And if they're still satisfied that they can coordinate it well, that's fine. Because we don't have other programs like that we would coordinate with. We would simply be doing the pass-through.
Are you recommending to this committee that we change the bill and put it in DEC?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I do have a proposal prepared to do just that, and I can either give you guys copies of it, or it just says.
If we can have, would you make copies,
okay,
please? And I'll just, may we just run through
sure.
what concerns that the staff has pointed out on the bill. Also,
okay.
For the record, Representative Foster and Representative Larry Baker have also joined us. Okay, in that one, Representative Phillips, if you have an amendment in regard to that, then we can get to that next.
Yeah.
The question that I have, there's no definition of municipality in the bill. The question is, will some communities be excluded?
The definition of municipality, I believe, is in the statute in Title 29, and that's the definition we are going by. And it will not apply to the communities that don't charge that don't have registration fees.
How will the grants be allocated? First come, first serve. Will funds collected from vehicles registered in that municipality be automatically allocated to that municipality, or will the department issue regulations?
That will be something the department decides when it comes to them. They will set up the regulations for how to administer the program.
Okay, but I mean, is there any intent in
the
legislation, or for the record, I guess I'm just wanting some of these things clarified.
We didn't address specific detail as far as how they would administer the program. There's a lot of options out there. It could be a direct cost reimburse. It could be an appropriation, population appropriation.
Okay. A lot of times, Representative Phillips, when they draft regulations and they put these things together, they rely a lot on legislative intent, and that's why I'm just asking to clarify some of these things. You know, the first come, first serve, or there's a lot of these questions out there, and I guess if it's your intent that the department draft the program to best serve all the municipalities, then that's fine, or if you have a specific agenda in mind, maybe.
No,
you
I just
that.
Want the program to
okay.
be put into place the best way possible.
And the final one I have is, has the sponsor considered requiring a bond at vehicle sales to provide for the cost of vehicle disposal?
No, I haven't.
All right, do we have copies of that amendment? Perhaps we can deal with this.
In essence, so this would make reference to DEC rather than Community and Regional Affairs.
I guess if we amend this, then it would become a CRA CS, right?
Right.
Representative Sherry Davis?
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number one.
Is there any objection? Representative Baker and Foster, the discussion was on DCRA had recommended in the earlier position paper that it be in DEC, and not, and do you have any problem with that, or that's what the amendment does? Okay. Any objection to the motion? And the motion is adopted. That's all I have. Anybody have any other questions? Did either department or anyone else have anything to add? I do want to... I have a position paper from the Department of Public Safety, and they had recommended some changes in here. Did you see that, Representative Phillips? Was that taken
care
of?
That was taken care of in transportation.
Okay, so this particular amendment that they suggested were the ones that we dealt with in transportation.
Right.
So the department's okay now in the new version, and also changing it to DEC. Okay, very good. That's all that I have there. Representative Sherry Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Phillips, the only question I would have is there was some comments in some of the backup news about is the fee going to be enough to do the job? And I'm just curious.
The fee is not, but we just felt that it was best to get the program started and go through it a couple years to see how it is going to you know, let it establish itself, and then that fee may have to be adjusted. We toyed with the idea of amending it to $5 in transportation and felt that that was not wise at this time. Just let's see if we can get the program to work first.
I agree with that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions, comments? I would recommend we move the bill from committee if somebody wants to represent it.
Mr. Chairman, I move for CS response substitute House Bill 379 as amended with a physical out. I see you got zero here, but is that a way we try to go out here with zero? With zero physical out with individual recommendations.
Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Next bill on the calendar is House Bill 500. Representative Donnelly is not here, however, his staff is here. Good afternoon.
My name is John Bettina. I'm staff representative Donnelly, who apologizes for not being here, but he has three bills up in finance at the same time and a committee meeting to run. House Bill 500 is an appropriations bill appropriating $75,000 to the Anchorage Neighborhood Housing Service for a statue on Spinard Road commemorating the internment of Aleuts during World War II, who the United States government took away from their homes in the Pripyat Islands and placed around islands in southeast Alaska. They did this under the pretext of protecting them because of the Japanese threat during the war, but in fact only removed the natives from the area and left all the white people living in the area, both government workers and private citizens, on the island. There have been two issues that have sort of been raised. One is why it's going, this appropriation is made to the Anchorage Neighborhood Housing Service, and that is because that group works with Spinard and Turnagain Community Councils in the area to make sure that anything put up, businesses are developed, the area as it's developed, that it fits a general theme, a more historical theme for Spinard. And the second issue, why the statue belongs in Spinard at all. And after talking to several people, including some of the Aleut representatives from the Pribilofs, they understand that a lot of people are not going to see this if it's in the Pribilof Islands. They feel it is important that most Americans, well, almost Alaskans, don't know about this issue, that these people were taken from their homes, forced from their homes during the war. And were only, the men were allowed actually in 1943 to return just for the sealing season. Then they were sent back to their families with no reparations, no money that they were promised to be paid. So the reason Spinard Road, it's a tourist corridor to and from the airport. Tour buses who go around Lake Spinard and other areas in Anchorage travel back and forth already down that road. And also, it's a direct line to a school, Northwood Elementary School. All the students go right by there. So it was felt that because there's a position in place that's built for statuary, and because it's a frequent tourist corridor, that this would be the best way of educating not only Alaskans and people in Anchorage, but also people visiting Anchorage of this disgrace in our state's history.
Okay. Questions? Representative Phillips?
You know, one of the most important things is going to be how the statute and the wording of the statute is constructed as far as not causing concern to any group of Alaskans, whether it be Alaskans that were in power in Alaska in those days or the federal government, which we really didn't have much to say about what was happening down there. I wouldn't want the wording to be using the wording you just used, which was a great disgrace to the history of Alaska. I wouldn't want that kind of wording to be on the statute. I think it's fine to commemorate and honor, but I think we have to be very, very careful, because there's a lot of hard feelings all over the state on this, that one instance.
Okay. Any comments or questions? I guess this is actually a fiscal note question. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to probably have problems with the idea or anything. The fiscal note is something I guess the finance committee will have to deal with. But I too, like Representative Phillips, feel it's necessary that we recognize these kinds of events that took place and look back on them. I guess with an open mind that was then and this is now and that. To recognize those things. One of my villages, Van Goon, was bombed by the U.S. Navy, and a number of our people were killed by our own people during that time also. And so that's a tragic time in our history as well, but I think that that's something that we need to look on with the fact that that was circumstances at the time. And this does, I think, if it's done properly, will be something I'm sure that's really appreciated by all you people. And recognizing their plea, as I think that Black Americans appreciate being recognized for their efforts in civil rights, and Natives on their fights for their rights and other things. So I think it's a good bill. It's certainly got a financial question to it that the finance committee will have to deal with. Mm-hmm. But Representative Davis?
Yeah, I just a comment and then I feel kind of a kinship with this issue, if you will, because I know that one of the places that many of these folks were housed was in these old abandoned CCC camps or whatever in Ward Cove, in my community, Ketchikan, and you're reading the history, you know, it's kind of one of those things, you feel kind of a sense of shame of, if I'd lived during that time and known they were there and known what conditions they were under, you know, what would I have done, that kind of thing. But I appreciate the efforts to have something that does make these folks realize that people do appreciate the situation that you have. And with that, if there's...
Well, just, yeah, one, before you move, but one final comment. If you could, I know that you didn't mean anything by your comment, but I think it is very well brought out by Representative Phillips that if you could mention to the sponsor that that we appreciate the bill, if it could be approached in a real positive manner to recognize that time and pass on our concerns, that would be most appreciated.
Yeah, Representative Mackey and Representative Phillips, I appreciate what you said, and that's a point well taken. And that's another reason with using the Increased Neighborhood Housing Service and getting a cross-section of people from our area. There's a bronze statue in Anchorage, William Seward, that Joe Muldoon, when he died, left money to have appropriated. And it's a very nice bronze statue. And I sort of worked with that statue in mind as I looked at funding and things. And as we've discussed it has been thought of as sort of a family, an alley of family or something. And exactly what you said, commemorating it, remembering that it was a tragedy, but not a negative thing to bother anyone else. So your points are well taken.
Great. Thank you very much, Lieutenant Davis.
Chairman, I would move that we pass out House Bill
number
500
with
individual recommendation.
Okay. Any objection? Seeing none, the order. Anyone have anything further before the committee? Not, we'll meet Wednesday.
Another day.